The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
The end of the music, and we're back with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, and her name is
Robin.
Yep, and her last name is Ellis too. Well, it is for what? For now, it's changed a few times over the last.
You are in so much trouble today.
Anyway,
not going to be a pleasant Christmas tree hunt.
Yeah, it will. Anyway. We were taking calls for the muzzleloader contest, and we will draw for the CVA. I didn't mention CVA. I need to mention CVA. Connecticut Valley Arms. They make a beautiful selection of muzzleloading rifles and centerfire rifles, of course. And they have the top of the, they're the top of the food chain as far as I'm concerned. Believe it or not, the largest supplier of CVA firearms in the country is right here in Maryland. It's located down near Hanover, and I'm not going to name it, but you guys can figure it out. CVA, I went through my inventory the other day. I have my father-in-law's old flintlock, 45 caliber from back in the 70s, and that's a CVA. And I have... I think I have three others, maybe four. I have to check. But I was looking at the muzzle-loading rifles for the traditional season, February 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, and I have three Thompson Centers and then the CVA flintlock. And Thompson Center was the leader back in the day, but right now it's CVA. Now, Clyde sells Thompson Center, but others sell CVA. So if you're looking for a great muzzleloader, we want to recommend CVA because they're the ones that support the Outdoors and Radio Show and have been for about 13 years, I think, now with three muzzleloaders in the fall. We give one away in October, one in November, and one in December. So if we're going to Centerville today, we might want to drop that one off in Stevensville. What do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. And Captain Don, he's been emailing me. I've got to get his to him, too. So, anyway, we have some callers on the line that want to get in the contest. And you simply call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. You leave your number, name and number with Chris, and then you go on the air with me. And all you got to do is say, I just want to get in the muzzleloader contest. But that's easy. So, who do we have here? Henry. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Thanks for holding on. I appreciate it.
Them horses and things. That's how you make coats and things and stuff like that. Manufacture fur coats and leathers and things like that out of animals, right?
Where are you going?
That's how they do that. That's how they make coats and furs and things like that.
Right. Real fur comes from animals, and leather comes from animals. That's true. There's a big farm up in Hanover, Pennsylvania, that makes Hanover shoes, and they use leather from horses. So if you go up there, you see, it's an old manufacturing process, and that's what animals will help us with. Yes, absolutely. Leather comes from cattle, leather comes from horses, leather comes from all types of animals. So, yes.
Right.
So what's your point?
Belts too. Because I'm trying to, I'm trying to make it into that, you know, coming this year, you know, trying to get into, you know.
Aren't you the one that wanted to hunt with a spear?
What'd you say?
Aren't you the one that wanted to hunt with a spear?
No,
is that
no,
you?
No, that was another
call. Another call?
I had a next-door neighbor used to do a lot of that, too.
I see.
Back in the day. You know.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
So you're going to get into leather making and belt making and things like that?
I would like to, you know.
Uh-huh.
If not that, maybe printing.
So how can I help you, buddy? What can I do for you?
I'm just keep listening, and when my time comes, I'll give you a call back.
I got it. Okay.
Right.
So you just wanted to tell us you're getting in the leather business. All right, then. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Oh, yes.
We have Ronald.
We have Ronald on the line. Good morning, Ronald.
Hello, good morning. Good morning, Miss Robin.
Good morning,
Alan.
Hey, Ronald.
Do y'all want to say hello? Oh, from Ronald and Miss Ruth there. Miss Ruth, she's doing fine and everything. They're still listening to the show there. Enjoying the show. And,
glad to hear it.
You know, hope you and your family and everybody have a wonderful time and enjoy yourself there.
Well, we sure will. How are you doing this holiday season? You doing all right?
Doing fine. Yeah, went to the doctors. Everything is fine.
Good.
Everything is good at the both doctors and everything.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
She's doing well and fine and everything, too.
Good. Yeah, glad to hear it.
Y'all call and say hello and Merry Christmas. And I promise her Happy New Year to y'all.
Oh, well, thank you, Ronald.
Thank you so much.
You take care. All right, buddy.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
You have a super day.
Take care now. Bye-bye. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. Yeah, good plan, Chris. Thank you so much. So, what happened?
What?
No callers.
That's all right. They'll call back. I mean, they'll call.
Well, I know
we give
calling.
Away a muzzleloader. They always call.
Oh, they always call and give away a muzzleloader. No question. Yeah. So I was at Battery Warehouse the other day. I talked about this little light. I'm really impressed with this light.
You can't stop playing with this little
light. I like this little light. I mean, it's, you know, it's, when I say it's like 3 inches long, it's got a beautiful clip on it. It's got a magnetic charger. It's got four or five levels of light. I think it's five. And if you put it on the first one or any of them and you hold the button down, it goes to 1,000 lumens. Now, you imagine that. Now, look what it did to the, that's cool. I'm shining out the door. I'm sure our neighbors are thrilled.
Oh, my goodness.
So, but anyway, no, I also bought a box of double A's.
Mm-hmm.
Their brand.
Okay.
Of batteries, okay? Randy in Eldersburg, he's grandson of the original owner of Battery Warehouse, or family. Man, the guy knows a lot about cars. I can tell you that, and batteries. But he uses these batteries in all his trail cameras and runs them, you know, for a long, long time. And I said, well, how do they compare with, you know, the name brands? He said, they're just as good. He said, they're just as good as any of the name brand batteries that you want. And you can buy, like, I said, I need a big pack of double A's. He goes, you want the 40-pack? No, not quite the 40-pack. But I bought a 20-pack for, like, $8. I mean, it's crazy. The prices on batteries and that type of thing. So, anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, well, I'll tell you what. While Chris is screening some calls, let me tell you about our couple of our sponsors, Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Now, you hear me talk. If you listen to the show, you know I talk about specific firearms like the A5 or the, you know, the gold 10-gauge or, you know, any of those types of things. Well, there's a rebate going on now through the holidays, December 1st through the 31st, and we're already past the 1st. So this runs to the 31st of December. You can save $25 on all BPS shotguns, all rimfire firearms from Browning, and handguns. You can save $50 on centerfire rifles like the X-Bolt and the Hell's Canyon and the BAR. You can save it on the Synergy and Silver shotguns as well. Then there's the $75 savings on A5 and Maxxis shotguns, $75. And on the Satori, which we talked at length about last week with a fellow that was looking for an over and under for, skeet and trap and sporting clays, $100 on all Satori shotguns. So there you go. Quite an array of savings from 25 to 50 to 75 to 100 based on the model that you want to own. And that's holiday savings from Browning at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop, they have licenses and gunsmithing and scope mounting and bore sighting and all kinds of repairs. So you can check that all out at Clyde Sports Shop. Make sure you stop by this holiday season, find the perfect gift, or find the perfect Browning for you at Clyde's. Now, we talked a little bit about Backyard Billy's earlier, right, Robin? Mm-hmm. And you had some great suggestions for Santa Claus.
I tried.
You know, the swing set for the grandkids. Bring it, set it up anywhere within 60 miles of Graysonville. Order the beaches, free delivery to the beaches. You know, so that's pretty cool. Backyard Billy's is also known as Hearth America. There's two kind of businesses there. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is what we call them. And Hearth America has a great Facebook page. Backyard Billy's has a great website. And you can see everything that's for sale. But why not look at those Traeger pellet grills? Pellet grill. You know, no charcoal, no gas, pellets. So there you go. They're great smokers, great cookers, you can control the temperature, the pellet flow, and everything else. And then there's the Big Green Egg, which you can cook or grill or smoke with, and Kamado Joe, same kind of concept, smoking, grilling, and all of them produce great taste in food, even wild game. So why not take a look at that? And then, of course, the fireplace inserts. But what is really nice is the decor. You know, you got a room, you set it up as a beach, what am I trying to say? Beach look, beach, Robin. What?
Beachy.
What am I trying to say? The room is beach. Well, I'll think of the word maybe. But
you lost me on the word. I'm sorry.
Decor, but it's bigger than decor. It's a beach. Let's say you have a beach house. I can't say the word. Look. Go in and take a look at the furniture. Take a look at all the accoutrements at Backyard Billy's. Exit 44, Route 50. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Visit backyardbillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Theme means the same as theme.
Motif?
There you go. That's the word. Very good.
Thank you.
A beach motif.
I think I've seen the furniture, and I got to have a talk with my sister about her beach place.
Yeah, she needs an upgrade.
Hers is beautiful, but she could use an upgrade with some of that stuff because their stuff is absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, it is, and just in time for Christmas. And don't forget the tables and chairs, and get the Appalachian chair for Grandpa to sit on it in his back porch. You'll love it. All right, Backyard Billy's, 410-827-4500. We'll be right back after these messages.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Well, find a reason to step outside. It is a beautiful Saturday here in Baltimore. We're up to 62 degrees this afternoon. Well above average records this time of year, around 72. We won't be that warm, but certainly way above average here. 51 our low tonight, and low 60s for Sunday. Rain showers catch up with us Monday with cooler numbers early next week. Highs in the 40s, lows in the 20s and 30s Monday night and Tuesday night. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Woo! Somebody done been to the Walmart.
Man, that's just the stuff I got for Christmas.
Well, you cleaned up. What'd you get?
Five flannel shirts.
Four big mud tires, three shotgun shells, two hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Depot, you got Jeff. There's 12 days to Christmas.
I know that. I got it covered. Look over in the corner.
That's yours, too?
Yeah, 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Spam. 4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Man, this ain't normal Christmas presents.
No, the redneck gifts.
Redneck gifts?
Yeah, you know, like if you buy your wife earrings that double as fishing lures, or if you can burp the entire chorus of Jingle Bells. Perhaps if you think the Nutcracker is something you did off of a high dive. Or if you've ever misspelled anything in Christmas lights. Or if you leave cold beer and pickled eggs for Santa Claus.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything wrong with it. It's hard to beat. 12 pack of Bud, 11 wrestling tickets, 10 of Copenhagen, 9 years probation, 8 table dancers, 7 packs of Red Man, 6 cans of Bass.
5 flannel shirts.
4 Big Mud tires, 3 shotgun shells, 2 hunting dogs, and some parts to a Mustang GT.
Well, you know, you can't really consider it a Christmas unless
right,
you go
down
to the penitentiary
right?
Visit your mama.
We'll add some.
We got a lot of callers on the line. So let's see who's next here.
We have John.
John, good morning, John. How are you, John?
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you and Robin doing?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Good. Merry Christmas to you all and Happy New Year.
Thank you.
You also.
I had a little question. It just came to me this week. You know, when I'm almost 70 years old. And I hunt, and I enjoy it out in the woods and everything.
Sure.
But my question is, when I was a boy, and you know you're old when you have the "when I was a boy" stories.
Uh-huh.
My neighbors would take me hunting and everything, but I'm just wondering about all the camouflage that we wear now, and all the bells and whistles. They would just wear jeans and flannel shirts, and the flannel hats, and hunting boots, and that was it. And they went out and killed a lot of deer.
They did.
Rolling them over the bumpers, and tying them to their cars and everything like that before people got a little squeamish about that.
He and I have long talks about the amount of effort he puts into not smelling and hiding. And
well, that's true. I mean, guys used to go out and smoke on the stand, and I think there are a number of them that still do. But you know, we've advanced as far. What's that?
Smoke.
Smoke.
What were they doing on the stand?
Smoke. Smoke cigarettes.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's how my, you know, I went home with these, you know, guy, you know, country guys.
Yeah, sure.
When I was a kid, and man, they'd make coffee in tin cans, and
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
ground,
and they killed deer.
They'd have their Camel cigarettes and everything like that.
Sure, I get it.
Still killed deer.
I get it, but you know what? We've become more effective predators since those days.
That's true.
You know, the camel. You know, I really it. I wear Mossy Oak because a long time ago I was asked to be on the Mossy Oak pro staff. I don't know what that's gotten me. I've never stayed active with it, but I still use it. I still like it. But I'm not opposed to some of these other camos. I mean, I've seen some very effective camos, and I'll mix my camo now because whatever, you know, if it's a windproof shirt and it's a different camo and it's windy out, I'm wearing it. It's my comfort level. It's not, you know, that I'm promoting some brand or anything like that.
Yeah, we used to freeze back then. I mean,
yeah, no kidding. I had asked my dad to take me home one day. I had a pair of those rubber boots with the yellow felt in them. Holy moly, were they, I mean, the sheepskin, you know, they were cold, man.
Yeah.
You know, you walk out there and your feet's in that rubber and it sweats and then, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were cold boots, you know. But now, I mean, you've got the technology where you got the lining is 1,000 whatever it is, and your feet never get cold, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Then I have neuropathy in my feet, and I got it as a result from Guillain-Barré. And I used to talk about the sock technology that was out there. Now I don't even worry about it because the boots are so effective.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah, so. It's changed a lot, but I'm thankful for it. You know?
You and I both. Yes, sir.
I mean, with the camo, you know, I've had deer come up with and, gee,
sure,
walk right up on me.
Yep.
They would just stare.
No question.
Yeah. You know, I was on the ground, you know.
Yeah.
But I had a migraine headache this one day. It just came to me. The sun was setting, starting to set.
Right.
Still had time, but this doe came running down a path and was like, just came within 10 feet of me. I was afraid that, you know. And, I couldn't move. My head hurt so bad. And I just looked at it. And I said, well, I'll see you next week. You know. And it was so bad, I had to have my wife put hot compresses on my head. That was the worst headache I ever had. You know, it happened right when the deer were moving in the evening. And, oh, well.
Yep, got it.
Stories. But it's nice talking to you, too.
Nice talking to you.
And
take care, John.
I've been listening quite a while, you know. But,
all right. Well, good luck in the contest.
Okay.
I wish you a lot of luck. Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thomas, good morning. How are you, sir? Thomas?
Good morning, everybody. I just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. I'm out. You ready to hit the woods to get Rachosaurus Rex this morning?
I like that.
Yes,
I like it.
How's everybody been?
Say again?
How's everybody been?
Doing good. Oh, everybody's good. Yeah, no problem.
Good. Good, good. Just to let you know, I got a few deer the other day.
A few?
Pack and freezer. Yeah, I got two bucks in the doe in a half an hour.
Wow.
And it was a good harvest. It's been over a day. It was a monumental trip. I want some great friends, but I'm heading back in the woods to try to get Rachosaurus this morning. So I figured out.
Rachosaurus.
Yeah. Yep. So have a good day.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yep. Let's talk to John again. Morning, John.
Hey, how you doing, Alan?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Don't forget Robin.
Well.
She's sitting here, too.
I was just getting ready to say hi to Robin, too, or as you and I called her last year, Wanda.
Right. Yeah, you did call her Rhonda. I remember.
All good. I'll answer to anything.
Just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you guys. That our last conversation was interesting about the smoking in the tree stand and what have you. I remember.
Oh, we didn't have tree stands back in the day when I was a boy.
Yeah, the old moccasins, right? And the coonskin cap.
No, not quite that far back. not quite that far back.
But you can't complaint today with all the equipment and the clothes. I remember freezing, like you were saying, with the
feet. Oh, technology's unbelievable, you know? So
yeah, so I didn't really have a whole lot to add. I just wanted to say hi to both of you fine people.
Well,
and to
you.
Wish you a Merry Christmas. And to say, now, you know, you're officially an old-time married couple, because when you couldn't think of the word, Robin right away thought of the word. So
exactly.
You're thinking alike now.
Yep. Well, believe it or not, we're coming up on our third anniversary next week.
Man,
so I don't know how old married couple that is. But
We're pretty old married couple.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I'm coming up this month on 47, so
well,
I'm a little bit ahead of you.
Well, I've probably been married 47 years, just not the same one.
Hey, Wanda, what are you going to do with that guy?
There you go, Wanda, what are you going to do? So,
all right,
buddy, thanks for the call, John.
You have an awesome day.
See ya.
Thank you, Munchie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Ireland. Good morning, Ireland.
Good morning. To you and to Robin.
Thank you.
I'm a first-time caller, and I lay in my bed and listen to your hunting and fishing show, and I tell my son, and he thinks it's a hoot because I'm 79 years old and neither a hunter or a fisherwoman. But I enjoy your sense of humor and hearing about your grandchild. And
that's what
this
happened.
This one's called for the first time.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well,
okay.
I'm going to tell you what happened this week.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, on Tuesday, where was I? I was in John B.'s neck of the woods.
Okay.
My grandson and I, who I used to talk, Jacob, who I used to talk about all the time, if you recall.
Mm-hmm.
Good shot, good ethical, conservation-minded hunter. He's taken a number of bucks with me in the tree stand and in the box blind. We've goose hunted. We've rabbit hunted. And Jacob dropped off the map about 2 years ago, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
And we had a reunion on Tuesday, and it was wonderful. He's in college. Mm-hmm. He's a junior in college. He wants to hunt. I'm trying to set up a hunting trip with Jacob and I. So it was a wonderful week for me when it came to reuniting with my grandson.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the next morning I sit here with my one-year-old grandson on my lap, so there's 20 years difference between the grandkids.
Right.
And then we got a bun in the oven.
This coming this month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, end of the month we'll have another one.
Oh,
a girl this time.
Oh, cool.
So
that's wonderful, and they're going to be so spoiled, rightfully so.
Exactly. Well, we appreciate you listening. We really do.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I'm a real crab eater, so I kind of listen to where the crabs are running so that we can go out and we get a bushel every Saturday in the summer.
And right. Nothing wrong with that.
We sit outside and enjoy them. And right now, when I sit in my sunroom, I watch the deer in my backyard, and it's just incredible how close they come to my house. And just look at me as if to say, what are you looking at?
Right.
So, you all have a happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Same to you.
You also.
Okay. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's talk to Emmett. Good morning, Emmett.
Hey, good morning, Alan and Robin. How are you?
Doing well.
Great.
Well, Robin, I have to tell you, you bring a touch of grace to the show when you start using words like motif.
One thing I love is my parents raised me with a diverse language.
Vocabulary.
I can't think of that word, but I can come up with motif.
Well, vocabulary is five syllables. That's probably why.
Now go away.
By the way, I enjoyed that Chef Foxworthy tape. That was really good.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Wish we could play the whole thing sometimes, but, you know, with all the callers on the line, it's a little hard to do that. And it's hard to figure out. Well, Chris does an excellent job picking the music, and then, you know, when it comes to breaking it, he does a nice job at where to bring it up and take it down. You know what I mean?
Chris is awesome.
Yes, he is.
Did you ever hear his skit that he did on the Olympics down at Lovina?
I don't remember. I don't recall.
So if you get a chance, look it up sometime. It is really funny. I have a place out there in Falls Road in Baltimore County. We've got a big 8-point, one of the biggest body deers we've ever seen.
Yeah.
I saw him twice before the gun season came in during the rut.
Right.
I haven't seen him since.
Well, he could have gone off the property, or he could have gone, I think they go underground, actually.
I do, too.
My father-in-law told me, he said he's had deer go into a little shed kind of outbuilding that he has on the property up there. And he said, we've had deer in there already. And when I grew up in Somerset County when I was 14 and hunted the adjacent property across the road, rabbit hunted, I would see in the snow where the snow would blow into this abandoned barn, I would see where the deer tracks in there where the deer would go into the barn. So you never know. I think they do that kind of stuff.
Well, I know they did in West Virginia, the property I hunted, because I walked in there and chased deer out one day.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I said, I waste my time hunting in the woods.
Exactly.
Well, anyway, I just want to tell you guys, have a great Christmas, and I'll talk to you before you have your anniversary. Happy anniversary.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Emmett, you have a great day and a good holiday season. I hope you get that big 8-point.
I want a doe.
You want a doe? Okay, that's fine.
Better eating.
Yep.
Okay. Bye.
All right, see you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.
All right, let's see. Tom, good morning, Tom. How are you?
Sorry.
What's up, guys?
Hey, buddy, how you been?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, Tom.
Robin's wiggling around over there with her headset.
I had to sneeze.
I heard you. So.
I think everybody probably did.
Yeah. So the lines are all filled. That's why he couldn't get through.
I told Chris, I said, what'd you do, leave the phone off the hook?
Yeah.
I'm sure some days he feels like
it. Yeah. So.
Well, after I sent you that text, I got through.
No,
so.
Oh, good. Well, you're in.
I just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Well, thank you.
Same to you and your wife.
And your wife. I bet she's crocheting up a storm.
Oh, man, it's ridiculous.
Wait, watch it.
Easy. Got somebody over here working on a Grinch scarf.
Yeah, she wears me out. She's crocheting, so I got to do, get me this, get me that. But it's
never do that, do I?
You ought to see the storage. You ought to see the storage unit we put up in the office. How many bins?
25.
Yeah, 25 bins of yarn.
Wow!
Takes up the whole wall.
Yeah, but that's not the problem. There's still totes out here that we didn't fit.
Yeah, we need the other one. So, you know what it is, Tom.
I know what it's like, bro. I saw a thing the other day. Said. If you can't get your wife's attention, just get comfortable. And all of a sudden, she'll ask you to do something. So,
I like that. I like that.
It works for me.
I like that. I'm not going to say anything, but I like that comment.
That's because you're closer to me than he is to his wife right this minute.
Oh, man.
Here, guys.
Thanks, Tom. Take
care,
buddy.
Tom, you have a great one. Please tell her I said hi.
Yep.
I will do that. Take care.
Yep.
Bye.
And let me see.
We've got Richard.
Thank you. Richard, good morning, Richard. How are you?
Fine, sir. Good to hear your voice, you and Robin, you know.
Well, thank you.
Good morning.
We're here same time, same time, same station, every week.
Same bat channel.
Yes, I want to get in that shotgun test, you know.
The muzzleloader.
The muzzleloader. Got it.
Yes, that's one to get in there. You know,
I got it.
This morning, you know.
Yeah.
I said, gee whiz. I said, I'm lucky to get in to hear your show, you know. And I'm so happy that everything's going so well, you know. And how's everybody over there on your end?
Everybody's fine over here. How about you?
Okay. Well, look, I'm not going to stay in too long because I know a lot of people want to get in on this test. So I will just say Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
And take care.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. All right.
I think while we've got time,
uh-huh.
Let's get our second break in.
Why don't we do that? I think that's a great plan right there. All right. Well, we talked about the Browning rebates, okay? But I want to tell you about the A5. It's the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader shotgun on the planet. Comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades, Dura-Touch Camo, fiber optic front sight, the humpback receiver like your granddad's. It's ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated kinematic drive, and it's an autoloader with a 100,000-round or 5-year guarantee. And right now, you can save $75 on the A5 at Clyde Sports Shop. Then we have the X-Bolt. For you high-powered rifle shooters, extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection, all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers, adjustable feather trigger, and a detachable rotary magazine. And on the centerfire rifle, the X-Bolt, and all the different models and so forth, you could save $50. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, your full-line Browning dealer. The phone number there is 410-242-6108 for firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. Visit Clyde Sports Shop, again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, 410-242-6108, and you will be glad you did. Now look, Robin, Backyard Billy's, gift central. In my opinion, for anybody,
yes.
Anybody who has a room they'd like to decorate, anybody who has a backyard they'd like to fulfill, anybody who has grandkids that need a swing set, anybody that needs a storage shed, anybody that, you know what I saw the other day? Made out of the poly material like they make the tables out of and chairs. I saw they have the, what do you call the bar tables? What do they call them?
It's a high-top table.
High-top table. They have high-top tables there with chairs made out of poly, which are fantastic. And the one that caught my attention was an outdoor bar. So if you have a deck and you want to entertain friends, there's actually a poly bar with chairs.
Oh, sounds neat.
That is neat.
Do they have little chairs you can go with, too?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
No, that's not their fault. I can't sit in the high tops.
No, I know. I understand. But, no, they do. They have all kinds.
So they have some for everybody.
Every kind of chair. And the wood tables and chairs, man, they're pretty. They're all natural wood. I mean, they're pretty. They really are. Great grain. I don't know if they're teak or what they are, but they're beautiful. Anyway, Backyard Billy. We've got the tables and the chairs. We've covered that. They've got the sheds, the gazebos. They've got the swing sets for the kids. They got the tiki bars. And then, of course, there's Hearth America, which is the wood pellet gas stoves, the barbecue grills, the gas fireplace inserts, the gas logs, the gas wall fireplaces, the fire tables, the fireplaces, outside fireplaces where you can, you know, put a wood fire and do your s'mores or whatever. And then they've got the fire rings, all that stuff. You just need to see this place. You need to stop in Backyard Billy's, exit 44 off Route 50 in Graysonville or Kent Island. BackyardBillys.com will give you a taste for what's there. Hearth America has a Facebook page, and you can check that out. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. For Christmas, it's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. If it's heat you want, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM. so mean. Lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligator look sad. You got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was working on the chain gang. A mean, vicious, straight razor toting woman. Lord have mercy. Every day before supper time, she'd go down by the truck patch and pick her a mess of poke salad and carry it home in a cold sack. Poke salad, Annie, you got your bread. Everybody said it was a shame.
Poor girl.
Because her mama was working on the chain.
Mama's in a chain gang and the gator got her bread. Wow. All right, let's talk to Richard. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good this morning. I just want to enter the muzzleloader contest.
You're in?
I got a question for you. Every now and then I hear you mention that George Malone.
Yeah, George Malone. I remember George.
Is he still kicking? Or
as far as I know, yeah. We saw him 2 years ago at a church event over there in Dundalk, and as far as I know, George is doing just fine. Emmett would know better than I would, but I'm pretty sure. What's that?
He was my plumbing teacher in Eastern Votech.
Yep, Eastern Votech. He was in charge of that whole shop area, I think, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yep.
And he also did a program called VICA for vocational groups. But, yeah, I had him 11th and 12th grade in up to 85, so it's been a while.
He likes Indian artifacts. He actually makes them. He likes bow hunting. He was a president of the Maryland Bowhunter Society for a while.
Yes, he was.
And his favorite line, and I actually bowfished with him on Back River for carp and got my only fish I've ever killed with a bow, a big old black-headed carp that was swimming in the river. I guess he was too slow to escape me. But
that's where he was from, Middle River area.
Yeah, Middle River, yep. And his favorite line, I'd run into him and I'd say, "How you doing?" "Oh, we just got back from so-and-so. We went to Ohio and was bow hunting." And I said, "Well, how'd you do?" He goes, "I've been on so many bloodless hunts that I'm on PETA's Christmas card list." That's one of my favorite lines. So.
Yeah, he had a blue van on the side that said Mountain Dreamer.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
Remember that? Yep. I ain't heard his name for a while.
George Malone. Yep.
Yeah, he taught us a lot in front of him, but being young, you don't pick up on it all, you know?
I understand. Yep.
We get out of school. But now, since I'm a plumber and licensed and all, it's like I wish I would listen harder and, you know, what he was teaching.
Yeah, so OJT for you rather than learn it up front, right?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call.
You guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You do
me
the
too.
Same. Thank you.
Okay, bye, Rob.
Bye-bye.
There you go. All right. Anybody after Richard there, Chris?
No, sir. That's it.
Really?
For the first time in 2 hours, the phones are silent.
Oh, no. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. If you want to get in the muzzleloader contest for December, you need to call, leave your name and number with Chris, and go on the air with me. Better hurry, though. We only have a few minutes left. Did that help you, Chris?
Oh, thank you so much, Alan.
Hey, our record book's going to be a special offer online for Maryland's finest, the records and the legacy from Bucks, Bears, Stags. Go to the Bucks, Bears, Stags Facebook page.
It'll be going on later today.
It'll be going on later today. We'll share the offer with you. We'll make it certainly long enough through the weekend that people will be able to take advantage. And, you know, every time I look through this record book, I'm impressed with the deer and the bears and the Sika deer that we have here in Maryland. And we've got a lot of good information in there. 3,000 records, you know, has the old MTDC records from 1988 to 2018, 30 years of those. Then we have the BBS, Bucks, Bears, Stags animals that were measured here by our crew, about 300 animals in the last 3 years. We also have the top 30 in every category. white tails, sika deer, black bears. We have all the Pope and Young records that were available at the time of publication. Pope and Young is the repository of the national archery records for every North American big game animal, and all the Maryland white tails and black bears are in the Pope and Young. Of course, we don't have any Pope and Young bears, because nobody killed a Pope and Young a bear big enough to be in Pope and Young with their bow and arrow. We also then have the Boone and Crockett records. Boone and Crockett is the original record-keeping system started by Teddy Roosevelt and others over 100 years ago. And we have all the Maryland Boone and Crockett records from Kevin Miller's typical whitetail killed in Kent County on November 30th, 2002, 194 and 0.8 inches.
But you know what?
What?
When we say we're proud of this book.
Oh, we're beyond proud. Go ahead.
No.
Sorry.
We say we're proud of it. We're not being prideful. This was a major team effort, and it's not just our, it's our measures. It was family. It was friends. It was people who wrote articles. And it's all the hunters.
Photographers.
The photographers. That's right, photographers. And all the hunters that contributed.
Yep.
Okay? It wasn't just us. I mean, the hunters really got together and contributed when they knew this was going on and getting us good pictures. And it was a major, major multi-person, multi-area effort.
Why don't we tell the listeners what we're doing this weekend? Why don't we just tell them?
You buy one?
Yep.
You get one free.
Go on the website, bucks-bears-stags.com. Bucks-bears-stags.com. Remember the three big animals, big game animals we have in Maryland, whitetails, bears, and sika deer. Bucks-bears-stags.com.
And you know what?
What?
We'll put it on Facebook later today.
Yep.
But you start now, we'll honor it. Okay.
Absolutely.
And because we did that before for the people who ordered like a day or two before.
Yep.
Okay, we went back and honored it.
Yep.
You order one book and we put another one in free. Don't order two books. You order two books. You can order two books and we'll put you in two free. Okay? But you only have to order one to get one free. Anything else you order above that, you get another one free.
Yep. It's one for one. I mean, it's two for one.
And we're doing this because we want to get it in people's hands.
And we think it's probably the most informative, entertaining, an appropriate gift for any hunter in your family, any deer hunter in your family.
And it fits in a stocking.
And it does fit in a stocking, no question about it. All right, we'll put that on our Facebook, but we're going to make that announcement now on the Outdoors and Radio Show. How about that?
You are the first to know.
Exactly. Let's talk to Chuck. Good morning, Chuck.
Alan and Robin, I called in to get in the contest, of course.
All right.
Cool.
And tell you, I love your show. I listen each week, and I wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, you also.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
You have a super day.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And
we have John.
John. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys this morning?
Doing great. How
Doing
about
good.
You?
I'm just fine as frog here.
Fine as frog
my
here.
My grandmother always said that, and that's one of my favorite things to say.
I wear it out.
You wear it out anytime you want on here because that makes me happy.
Okay, I'll call again.
Sounds good.
I just called in at the contest and wish you guys a very, very Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you so
you
much.
You also. Thanks. You have a wonderful and may your family be blessed.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was Grandma's favorite saying.
Fine as frog's hair?
I am fine as frog's hair.
Yeah, you know what my grandfather said one time? We were fishing, and we were at Lake Glendale at Prince Gallitzin State Park. We liked to fish for pike, use live minnows, fish for catfish. There were big bass in there. We never caught any because we didn't know how to fish for them. But we loved fishing there. And my dad had a boat with a 9-horsepower motor. Well, Grandpa got into fishing late in life, so we supplied him with all the stuff he needed. And, you know, after he retired 40-some years on the Pennsylvania Railroad, we got in the car. It was 9 o'clock at night, and it's thunder storm. Came up. And we're sitting there in the parking lot, and he looks at me, and he goes, "The thunder roared, the lightning crashed, and struck a pig right in the neck." That's the kind of guy my grandfather was. I thought it was hilarious. I remembered it to this moment.
How old were you?
Oh, 13, 12, 13. Yeah. Yep.
It was funny. I'm sorry. I'm
yes, it was. The thunder roared, the lightning crashed. Very dramatic and struck a pig.
You got calls. Come on.
Tackle Box Tim, good morning.
Good morning. There's a sports cheer that goes very similar to your grandfather's. It's rah-rah-ree, kick him in the knee, rah-rah-rass, kick him in the other knee.
That's correct.
Right. That,
yep. Yeah.
Fisherman's irony, I'm taking my boat to get winterized today on a day when it's supposed to be 60 degrees.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, if we could have reversed the last two Saturdays' weather, I'd have been in real good shape.
That's true.
Because last week was horrible. But anyway, I'm just calling to say good morning, and you all were calling. You had a first break in the two-hour segment that you had no caller, so I thought I'd...
Well, I'm glad. I'm
Thank
glad
you very
that
much.
You did. Thank you for keeping Chris busy. He's greatly appreciative, I can tell you.
He's getting us in line because you're the one that brought him on.
I know.
Give a little levity this morning, get in the muzzle loader contest, and try to catch up with you all next weekend.
All right, buddy.
Sounds
Thank
wonderful.
You, Tim.
Have a great day.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's talk to Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, folks. How are y'all?
Doing well.
Doing well.
Sounds like you're in your car.
Yes, sir. I'm headed out to the deer stand up in Moncton. Hope
okay.
Get another one.
Get another
Great.
One. Good for you. Did you get a good one?
No, nothing to brag about, but my freezer's full, and some other folks' freezers are doing pretty well, too.
That's good. Good luck to you.
Thank you. And I just called to get into the muzzleloader contest.
And you are in it.
Yes, you are.
Thank you, sir.
Take care, buddy.
Good luck today.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Merry
yep.
Christmas to you.
So long.
So long. Take care. Bye-bye. Yep. So, yeah, Robin was talking about the record book, and it was a definite team effort, no question about it. We couldn't do it without our guys at Major. And we just added a new one for those of you in Baltimore County. And Harford County, and those of you with access, like up 83, right up to the Maryland line, and right across the Maryland line is Larry Myers. And Larry's contact information, he's a Boone and Crockett official major. He just joined the VBS team, and he's looking forward to measuring deer for the folks from Maryland right up there in New Freedom, Pennsylvania. So, or give us a call. Give Robin's work phone a call. What's your number? Do you know? You remember? You don't remember. Okay.
I don't. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, it is, but that's okay. So.
Yeah, because how often do you call yourself?
Well, exactly. And Robin doesn't call herself at all on that line. So, but let me see if I can find it here.